To connect your call, press 4.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, this is John Williams, ma'am. Sorry we got disconnected again.
Yes, I don't like leaving my phones open for this long. How long do you think you'll be?
Still the work is going on, ma'am. I can see 88% security is updated, madam. All right. So we are waiting for rest of the 12 persons. Once it will be completed, ma'am, then after I will make an appointment. Then after I will leave you, all right?
Yes. Has the money gone through yet, do you know?
I don't know, madam, because our officer is still investigating and I'm holding a line. My name is Sean Miller. And John Williams is still investigating. All right, he's in the meeting. Once he will be back, ma'am, he will let you know. Okay?
Yes, okay. I'm really worried my phone being open all the time like this.
I can understand, madam.
This is how scammers get in. Everything's open, how the scammers get in. I'm really worried about that.
You know, do you remember when I called you, I told you that we are providing you a complete security into all of your devices?
Yes, I do know, but I've had calls like that before, people offering, helping me and that, and it is a bit of a worry. I don't know why you don't come and knock on the door and so I can see you and see an ID and all that sort of thing. This is what worries me.
Don't be worried about it, ma'am. This is the procedure how we can activate a security. You just do your work, ma'am. I will try my level best so that I can complete my work as soon as possible, okay?
Why can't I just hang up and you can ring me when you need me?
We are working, ma'am, until and unless we provide you a complete security. We are not going to leave your hand. Otherwise, the hacker is going to break down all of our security, which we was trying to activate right now.
We don't want
to take any more risk. All right.
Yeah, well, my landline keeps dipping too, so I don't know what that means.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can do your work, ma'am. I'm trying my level best so that I can complete my work as soon as possible, okay?
So are you a different person?
Yeah, this is Sean, ma'am. This is Sean.
Yeah, where are you coming from? You've got an accent. You're not Australian, are you?
I'm an Indonesian, madam. Going by Indian city, I'm an Indonesian, but I work for Telstra in the last 3 years.
Are you in Indonesia?
Yeah, Indonesian, madam.
You are Indonesian?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what,
But I work for Telstra since last 3 years, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something. My son has people in Indonesia that he knows.
Okay.
And she rings. And because of her, I get lots of phone calls sometimes from Indonesia wanting to be friends, and I don't like that. You know, I don't like people just ringing up wanting to be friends just because I know someone, you know, and they do it here as well. My family, I mean, all their friends will want to be friends, you know, and this worries me. I don't like all this. It's a nuisance.
Yes, right.
Okay, so... And I worry about Abby being in touch with my son all the time. And I'm worried that some of her people that she knows there might try and scam him, you know. So that's a bit of a worry. And here in this country as well.
Okay, all right.
So try and be as quick as you can so I can... I want to close my computer down.
No, I can see my system, ma'am. The security is not updated yet. All right. You can give me only a few minutes, ma'am. Let me complete my security work. And also, I'm going to send an email to Mr. John Williams. When he will be there, he will, talk to you, all right?
Yes. I want to know how long it's going to take for the computer to be updated and do what it has to do.
It all depends to our server, ma'am, because your speed is not working faster. So that is the reason. There is so many hacking files are running in your system. If you want, I will show you that. What are the hacking files I'm talking
about? I'll just take your word for that. Just get rid of them.
Okay. No. You know what, ma'am? While we are monitoring your internet, we can see more than 5,000 hacking files are running inside it. You can do one thing. Right now, are you sitting in front of your computer?
No, no, I'm not near the computer.
Could you please be in front of your computer?
Sorry?
Just be in front of your computer, ma'am.
Oh, God, this is awful. I think I might just get rid of this computer altogether and not be bothered with it. It's too much of a pain. All this internet stuff and all this technical stuff, I didn't grow up with it. I'm 85. I can't be bothered with it all. Yes, I'm sitting in front of the computer now, and it's still moving. The graph is still moving.
Okay, you can minimize this graph, ma'am. Please go on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yeah, okay. I've already minimized it, and it came back up again. There it is. Down there, yeah.
And you can do one thing. Have a look on the left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see type here to search? Left-hand side bottom corner.
Yes, I see.
You can click on it and type in there E for England.
E.
V for Victoria.
E.
E for England again.
Yes.
M for November.
N.
T for Tango.
T.
Yeah, then you will get an option over there, Event Viewer. You can click on Event Viewer.
Event. Yeah, okay.
And let me tell you about this Event Viewer. Event Viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal things or illegal files are running into system, Event Viewer saves all those data and files. Now, when you open the Event Viewer, have a look on the left-hand side top, ma'am. Left-hand side top, can you see Event?
Top.
Yeah, Event Viewer Local.
Yes, Event Viewer.
Local, and below that, what are the other options, can you see?
It's got Custom Views, Windows, Logs, Application and Service, LO, it must be logs, I suppose, Subscriptions.
Yeah, click on the first one, Custom Views. Click on Custom Views.
What's that?
Click on Custom Views.
Custom Views. Yeah, your accent's a little bit thick sometimes. I can't understand you. Okay, I've done that. Custom Views. It's
And at the very middle, what come up, ma'am? At the very middle.
At the middle, it says server roles, yes. Administrative events.
Yeah, click on Administrative Events, ma'am. Click on Administrative Events.
Yes.
And after clicking on it, ma'am, what come up on your screen?
Over on the right, it says action, open, save, log, create custom view, import custom view, filter custom.
Yes, at the very middle, you will see there is some warning, error.
Yes.
Yeah, let me tell you, ma'am, this warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And apart from the yellow warning, you will see most of them are red error, right?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what exactly these red error are?
No, I don't know.
Actually, ma'am, these red error are the hacking files. These red error are allowing the hacker to get inside in your computer. And whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, have a look at the very top middle, can you see number of events?
Yes.
How many?
It says 5,533.
See,
but where are all these people coming from?
These are the hacking files, ma'am. I told you more than 5,000 hacking files are running inside it. I told you. And right now, do you remember, ma'am, when I was trying to scan in the black window, sometimes it comes to red, sometimes it comes
yes,
to green.
Yes.
Those red file hacking files are scanning, ma'am, at that point of time. And I told you, ma'am, more than 5,000.
Why can't you get rid of them?
We are working on it, ma'am. We are deleting all these hacking links one by one. You know, when I first called you at that time, 9,200 hacking links are running inside it.
How long will it take?
It depends to your services, madam, because your internet is working very slow. I will try my level best. You can do one thing. You can close it.
Close it. Okay.
Open the white one, ma'am. Tux Manager, which you minimize. Tux Manager.
Oh, where is that?
At the very bottom, ma'am, at the very bottom, you can see there is a white one.
A white one. Oh, that one there.
Is that the one? Task manager. Yeah, task manager, right. Open the task manager.
Oh, I clicked on it, but it's not opening. Oh, there, it's open now.
Yes, it's open now. By the help of this Ethernet graph, ma'am, we are trying to delete all the hacking files from your system. We are removing all those red error and warning files from your system which allow to hacker to get into your computer. All right.
Mm.
So you can leave everything as it is, ma'am. I know you are very busy, but still we are working, ma'am. This is all about your safety and security. Once I'm done, I will let you know, okay?
It's not going to go all night, is it?
No. Not all night. Not all night.
You'll have to go home to bed sometime, won't you?
Yes, yes. No, ma'am. I will try my level best so that I can complete my security work as soon as possible, okay?
Where are you at the moment?
400.
Are you in Indonesia?
No, ma'am.
Are you in Sydney?
Sydney, ma'am. 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000.
Oh, okay.
I told you, ma'am, going by intensity, I'm an Indonesian, ma'am. Indonesian. Actually, my father is from Sri Lanka and my mother is from Australia. All right. So, I'm Indonesian, ma'am. And
you're Indonesian?
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Yes, my son is just married to an Indonesian lady.
Okay, all right. But I worked in Telstra since last 3 years, and right now, our office is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000, okay?
All right, okay, so I'll just leave my computer open and just let it run.
Yes, yes, let it be run, ma'am. I'm trying my level best so that I can complete my all the work.
So what if I have to leave it all night? Will that won't matter?
I will let you know, ma'am. First of all, I'm trying to block all the hacker. Then after, I will let you know. You can leave everything as it is and you can stay on the line, put me a loudspeaker. If I will leave,
yes.
If John Williams will be there, then you can talk to him, all right?
Yes, you're on speaker, so I'll just leave it to you.
Yes. Did you switch off your mobile?
No, I haven't switched it off. It's on.
No, leave it, ma'am. Leave it. You don't need to switch it off.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Take me on round.
That's the best aunt ever.
All right. And blown up, I think. And it was the TV and so I got on and said to Pete, and I got to call him, but there was a, and God helped me, we didn't both get through, and I said to both of us, because we were 17, and you're near, you know, so how old did you have to be? 16, and you are 2 years, I'm 14. then consequently you don't get that sort of hysteria. For instance, I don't get asked to do sort of tabloid magazines, they don't put me on the covers of things, they don't, you know. But they'll rate me well as a singer, as a voiceover, as a performing artist. And that to me is what it really matters. Generally, I think of all the things I can do, not the things I can't do. When I'm on the red carpet, I'm sick of all the things I'm not. All the things I can't do, all the things I can't do, all the things.
Oh, God, I'm sick of this. I really am.
You got the message?
Hang on, I'm just having a look. Hang on, where are they? No, it's not a message. It looks like it's the phone number. Oh, no. Everyday rewards, no.
Okay, nothing. All right. Notification, that is a normal notification.
There's nothing there. Okay,
all right, no problem.
My God, I hope you're not a scammer.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. You're not scamming me, are you?
Absolutely not, ma'am. Once I'm going to complete the security, you can see everything, all right? Don't tell me, please. I'm working hard just to protect your internet line, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, you there, madam?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is John Williams once again.
Yes, hello.
My colleague told me, Sean Miller, that
again you were getting suspicious and you were telling him that we are trying to scam you like that, correct?
Yes. I've been told to be careful of all sorts of phone calls, even people pretending to help me. So,
and,
I don't know. I'm just
in that case, ma'am, in that case, you do one thing. I know nowadays in our country so many scams going on. So many telemarketers calling our customers. They are claiming themselves that they are from Amazon or Telstar, and
yes.
they are selling unnecessary software and product to our customer and charging money to them. Okay.
Yes, I do know all that. Yes.
So in that case, you do one thing. I'm giving you a safety and security code. Write it down, please.
Sorry.
In that case, ma'am, I'm going to give you your safety and security code. Write it down, please.
All right, then I'll just go over to the thing here. Let's see. Okay, yes.
Yeah, 88.
55. 55. 00. 00.
Yeah, this is for your safety and security. If you will get any calls, like from Amazon, eBay, or Telstra, or from your bank, then how you will get to know that they are legitimate? Just simply ask them, what is my security code? If they will give you this code, 885500, that means they are legitimate. You can talk to them. If they won't give you this code, don't talk to them. Okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
It is for
yes.
your safety and security, and it is my humble request to you, do not share this code with anyone. Every time you need to ask this code with the opposite side, okay?
Yes, all right.
On the call, okay?
Yes,
and,
thank you.
And let me tell you, we have successfully updated the first level of the security and the second level of the security as well. And right now, the third level of the security is updating, and it is 65% done. Okay, just
good. That's good. So I'll just leave this on, even if I have to leave it on through the night.
I will let you know, ma'am. Let the security complete first of all, okay? Then I will let you know whether you have to leave it on or not, okay? I will let you know.
All right. Okay. Yes, thank
and,
you.
Just because your internet is working very, very slow, this security is updating slowly. This is why I put you on hold, okay?
Yeah, what are those beeping noises that are coming through while we're talking? On my landline, a beeping noise. Can't you hear them?
No, I can't.
Well, it's coming on my landline, the beeping noise.
The beeping noise in the landline.
Yeah, on my landline, yes.
Okay, I think somebody was trying to ring you in your landline. That's the reason it is beeping, okay? All right, you're on the waiting. Could you please check your mobile phone? Have you got any missed call from anywhere? Check it, please.
Okay. Well, there's quite a few missed calls, but some of them, and I just say, a missed call that just didn't leave a message.
Sorry?
There were missed calls that didn't leave a message.
From which number you got a missed call?
Oh, hang on, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about six or seven or eight. Quite a few. It's just all different numbers. I don't get calls like this.
Okay. Is there any number starting with 02?
Sorry?
Is there any number starting with 02?
No, they're not New South Wales calls. They look like they're coming from overseas because they've got +61. That's to get into Australia.
Okay, all right.
People from probably from your country because you're talking to me and my son does.
Ma'am, let me tell you, we are not calling you from overseas. We are calling you from.
Maybe you're not, but maybe somebody else is.
Okay, all right. Actually, we are calling you from Sydney, madam, okay? We are not...
Yes, I know,
Yeah.
But these calls, when I got a plus 61 in front of it, that's the code to get into Australia.
Okay, and did the latest missed call, at what time you got it, the latest one?
The calls have come in, they started coming in before 2 o'clock. No, hang on. I think, let me see, when they started coming. They started coming at about 1:45.
Mm-hmm.
About 1:45, they started coming in.
Uh-huh.
There's been quite a few of them.
The latest one, check the latest one, the last one.
The last one is, was a 2:51. Yes, and that was 41394420. That was the number.
Okay, all right. Okay, do one thing, leave your mobile as it is, okay? I think you have not got any call from the Commonwealth, right?
No, okay.
Because the transfer which we have made, okay, that it is still not credited yet. I got the confirmation. It is still not credited, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait. Once it will be credited in that account, I will let you know. And our officers are kept their eyes in the activities of that account. Once we will see any movement, we will track the location and I will inform you, okay?
So what about all these other missed calls that are coming from overseas? Can I delete them all?
Delete them all. Okay, actually that is a spam call. I'm going to put your number in D&D do not call list, okay? All right?
So okay.
That you will not get this type of a spam call anymore, okay?
Okay, I'll just delete them. If I can keep my phone on long enough, it keeps dropping out on me. So I'll just delete them, I think, and I'll just go through and delete them. It's going to take me ages.
And leave your computer as it is. Do not use it until the security will get complete. Don't touch
it. I'll leave the computer on.
Yes. And don't touch it, okay? Otherwise, the security will get stuck.
No, I won't touch
it. From the beginning.
No, I won't touch it.
Okay. Now do your work. I'm on the line, okay?
Sorry, what's that?
Do your work. I am on the line, all right?
Yes.
I'm telling you, if you have some work to do, you can do your own work. Leave this line open. I am holding a line for you, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I don't need any, oh, hang on, what am I doing? I'm just trying to get rid of all this stuff.
All right, you there, madam?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You can watch television if you want. Do your own work. I'm going to stay on the line. Okay, ma'am? Do your work.
Yeah,
I'm working.
Yes. Yes, okay.
I'm working.
Thank you.
Became the first watchmakers to use 904L seals. L standing for low amount of what chemical element? Mark, carbon. Correct. You get a timekeeper of two Grand Slam tournaments. Rolex sponsors which three-time winner of the Australian Open? Mark, Federer. Incorrect. Still open. Incorrect. Still open. By Rolex, but her time is stuck in 1956. Federer is sponsored by Rolex, but he's a six-time winner. Last question in your set, Mark. In identifying a fake Rolex, a jeweler may assess weight, magnification, water resistance, writing, the case back, and the loudness of what telltale sound? Mark, he wrote a set. Correct. Anna on the animated TV series Futurama. Chance to make up a bit of ground. In the first episode, main protagonist Philip J. Fry is accidentally frozen for a millennium after he's called to a cryogenic lab to deliver what food? Cold pizza. It's correct. Robot company, the character Bender Bending Rodriguez is known for his catchphrase, bite my shiny little what? Correct. He also is fond of variations where appropriate, bite my red hot glowing arse, bite my colossal metal arse, and bite my glorious golden arse. Known for her role as Peg Bundy in Married with Children, actor Katie Segal voices Leela. Incorrect, I'll finish the question. A cyclops occupying what position on the planet is Correct. 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 Even though she has no depth perception. After Fry puts the metal popcorn container in the microwave, the Planet Express ship travels to the year 1947, crash landing in Mexico City. Having served two non-consecutive terms, which U.S. president is represented by Nixon? Incorrect. I'll keep reading the question. Which U.S. president is represented by two
preserves? Yes, ma'am.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What? Be messaging in the mobile. Could you please check?
Yes, I heard it made a beep. I'll just have a look. No, it's nothing.
No, okay, all right.
It's nothing. It's just a beep when I don't read all of the messages.
Okay.
And it's beeps when they want me to have a look at Harry and Meghan and King and all that stuff.
Okay. You can enjoy watching television, all right?
Sorry, what's that?
Yeah, I'm holding a line, ma'am. You can do your work, all right?
Yeah, all right. Yes, I'll just call out real loud if you want me in case I walk
over
to the room.
All right,
embracing Marxism and calling for vanguard of the proletariat to claim power was Vladimir Lenin, the leader of which socialist political faction? Correct. But he took the name Lenin by the time he was 32. Historians believe that he took the name Lenin after the Lena River in Siberia, where he was exiled for a time. After the February Revolution, Joseph Stalin became editor of which newspaper?
The
title translated means who? His first name was Judith Billy, but he changed it to Stalin word to steal, which means his real name was Joe Steele. Sounds like a porn star. Okay, last question in your set, Colleen. In 2012, an Australian Year 12 history exam was faulted for using this illustration of the October Revolution that showed a killer robot storming which building? Is actually called a Battleship Marauder, which was not invented in 1917.
Against the law.
The time starts now. Probably a associated with 1950s rock and roll is what coin-operated music machine? Taking its colloquial name from a tropical fruit is what adjustable reclining chair often used outdoors? Based on the British Parliament, the Australian Senate chamber is predominantly what colour? Mark, red. Yes. Which language might refer to itself as Ixpay Atenlade? Colleen. Yes. Native to deserts in North and South America is what water storing species? Mark, chocolate. Yes. Which common male name is also a device used to lift cars while being observed? Yes. Originally created to make anti-malarial medication more palatable, is what? Tonic water is correct. Consider the fashion faux pas is the VPL or visible what? Colleen. Yes. Deriving its name from the Bible is what letter used on a photo? Martin. The New Look was the first collection by which iconic French couturier? No. Christian Dior. The Park Observatory was featured in which French feature, Peter? The Dish. The Dish is correct. What name is given to an ornate light sitting on which several branches hold multiple candles?
Candelabra.
Candelabra is correct. Or chandelier. An American term for a drawing pin is a fun what? Peter.
Yes.
believe this is incorrect. Yes, there is Batman. Had a little bit of a Batman theme song in there. According to Jimmy's father, the first tune he ever played on guitar was a theme song to Peter Gunn, another famous TV fan. But which German mathematician's name is incorporated into the name of a Rolex? German mathematician's name incorporated into the name of a Rolex. So I'm just trying to think of German mathematician. Or think of various Rolexes. Think of various Rolexes. Day date, day chart, these don't sound like people's names. No, it doesn't sound like a famous mathematician, Yachtmaster.
Talking to me, man? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I was out of the room for a bit.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking
my computer went off, but when it came back on again, there was a something flashing on it.
Okay.
So it's gone off again.
Okay, and still the graph, you can see, ma'am, the graph?
In the what?
On your computer, is still the graph is moving, ma'am?
Oh, the computer's gone off again.
Oh, try to move your mouse, ma'am. Move your mouse.
Okay. Oh, no, it's not coming on. Normally, I'll move the mouse, it's just right up again. Why is it gone off? I don't know why it's gone off.
I think on the security is updating, that is the reason it's rebooting itself. And check this time, ma'am.
Oh, hang on, it's back on. Sorry, it's back on.
Okay, alright, ma'am.
And the last thing is still moving.
It's still moving. Okay, you can leave it, ma'am.
Oh.
Yeah, you can leave it, ma'am, still the work is going on. Alright, leave it.
Yes, okay. Well, when it went off before, when it came back on again, there was another window came up and there was a big red thing flashing.
In the graph, ma'am? In the graph?
Not in the graph, no. It was in a different window.
Oh, in the different, okay. Might be, ma'am, like that is deleting all the spam things, so it will detect it from your system, all right?
Okay, all right.
You can do your work, ma'am, if you want. At what time you will get your dinner, ma'am? At what time?
I'm right for a couple of hours, I think, so,
okay,
all right. I'll just leave this on, shall I?
Leave the computer on until it's complete.
How far off completion would you say? What percentage?
I can see my system, ma'am, the second level of the security successfully activated. And right now the third level of the security is activating and 73% security is updated. 73%.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to successfully complete shortly, madam, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can relax yourself, ma'am, enjoy watching television. I'm working.
Yes, I will. Nothing much on at the moment, but I will. And I'll just leave my phone on here, the landline, in case you want to call out to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Dad. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I've had a struggle to get into the there's nothing good in there. Nothing things happen on the ship. All they have is, you know, I get passes, they're not doing anything.
Lachlan Kennedy, the 10 News Service. It has taken 4.5 years and an international investigation, but today the man accused of killing a young woman on the far north Queensland beach was brought back to Cairns to face charges. Sir, the butler was there for Rajwinder Singh's arrival. She joins us now live from Cairns, Sam. What happens now?
Okay, well, Rajwinder Singh will spend tonight here in the Cairns courthouse, where we are expecting he will be charged with Claire Cordingley's murder later this evening. He arrived here just before 1 o'clock this afternoon on a private jet, flanked by detectives after spending the night at the Melbourne Assessment Prison. It marks the end of an international extradition process from India, a big day for police, and also a very significant day for Claire Cordingley's family. We investigated the case this afternoon in Melbourne.
Dragon! Set to play his first match for the Warriors. next 4 years as Super Rugby Pacific moves to Melbourne's A Park for Super Round. Well, India are back in the game in their second inning for the third test after a stunning collapse by Australia. The visitors losing 6 wickets to just 11 runs in a horror half hour.
Ken Green and Peter Hanscom went out to bat on a minefield.
This wicket is also looking horrendous, especially down at one end.
Green got the scoring underway in trademark fashion.
Stewart, and Davey and Ocean and Ocean had no chance.
And with runs hard to come by, he went over the top.
Down the track.
Stewart does it on.
One bounce.
Hanscom defended grimly with occasional flourishes.
Randall before.
They survived an hour and got the lead up to 77. Ashford broke through straight after drinks. Then things went haywire quickly. Green was trapped in front. Now they were too good for Stark. Gary went cheaply as well. And when the stunts went cartwheeling, they'd lost 5 for 11. Make it 6 for 11. The lead is substantial, 88, but India was back in it. Lyon came on after lunch and targeted middle stuff. Outside, Usman Khawaja played a gem, an incredibly valuable 60 until he holed out. Looks like his old self. We've got a sweep in sight until one inevitably had his name on it. Reporters pretend useless.
Well, CBSC is looking to keep Melbourne Victory stuck at the bottom of the ladder when they host the Big Blue on Saturday. Although Johnny Warren medalist Jake Brimmer is out indefinitely with a knee injury, City expect the opposition to lift for the grudge match.
Going for a job, the research will have you running straight to the post office.
And how one letter can be passing
collected products and do much more things. Get Zero's of Coles RCPA for insulin system and Zero's of Silly Immunity. Helping your budget go further with my life. There's value to your caring way, only at Coles. Flying with Virgin Australia Business Flyer is amazing. It's wonderful.
With velocity points for my business
and my team.
It's business as usual at Lismore Workers Sports Club in Canalaba. A great place to drop in for a relaxing drink or a tasty meal with family and friends. Lismore Workers Sports Club on Olive Road in Canalaba. Open for lunch and dinner daily.
Play for Oz.
Yes, madam, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this is John William once again. Now, my job is done, madam. All the security is successfully updated. Okay, congratulations.
Oh, it's all done, is it? Oh, yes, there's this flashing thing on there again. It's, what do you call it? Flashing. It's a red flashing rectangle.
What is written over there? Tell me.
Hang on. The thing's still moving. Oh, hang on. It's gone off now.
Leave that Ethernet. That is a Well, that is your internet graph bar. You leave it as it is. Okay?
Yes, okay. Right.
Now, we have successfully updated three levels of the security. The first level is going to protect your internet line. The second level is going to protect your devices, like your mobile phone, computer, iPad, whatever it is connected, it is going to protect them. And
the third level
of the security is going to protect your modem. Okay?
Thank you.
All the security is successfully updated, but it will start working after 15 to 16 hours. This is the...
Okay, so I just leave it like it is and it'll switch itself off?
No, you need to leave your computer as it is. Your system is going to reboot automatically, okay?
Now that's what I want to ask.
Yes. Right.
Thank
now,
you.
Correct?
Now, you did... I don't know whether it was you, John, or somebody said that I would be sent some papers. What happened?
I told you, ma'am, you will get all the paperwork tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I wonder, could you send it ordinary mail, because my printer's not working.
Okay.
I can't print anything out.
We will send you hard copy, okay? Don't worry.
Hard copy. Thank you.
Correct. Okay. Now, could you please tell me, okay, tomorrow 9 o'clock in the morning you will be there?
9 o'clock tomorrow is... Yes, I'll be here Friday, yes.
Okay, now listen. Tomorrow, first of all, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to give you a call back, okay?
Yes.
And all the security which I have updated today, I will check all of them are started working or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And according to that report, I will send our engineer for the checkup of your modem, okay?
All right. That'll be tomorrow, will it?
Yeah, tomorrow might be the engineer will come around 2 o'clock afternoon, okay, in the afternoon.
That'll be fine.
I will confirm it to you tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. I will tell you I will tell you the exact time when he is coming after the security check, okay?
Thank you. That's good.
Till then, what you have to do, you need to leave your computer as it is. Your system is rebooting itself. Do not power it off, okay? Don't power it off.
No, I won't touch it.
And apart from this computer, do you have any another computer, laptop, desktop, iPad, anything?
I've got a tablet.
Basically, what you do in your tablet?
Sorry?
What you do basically in your tablet?
Sometimes if I'm sitting on the couch, I can use it because I want to search something.
Just
normal stuff. I don't do anything important on it.
Do you do online shopping in your tablet?
No, I don't.
Do you do online banking in your tablet?
I do the banking, but I just use the bank to check my bank to see
Where is your tablet right now?
It's sitting on the coffee table.
It is on or off?
It's off. I always have it switched off.
Okay, now listen, ma'am. The security which we have updated in this computer, okay, this security will automatically update into your iPad as well, okay?
Okay, good.
We don't
have to go
through with the same procedure again, no. But
there is
one condition, madam. Don't turn it on your tablet, okay, till tomorrow morning. Right.
No, I won't.
If you will turn it on tonight, what will happen? The hacker will get a loophole, okay, because I believe your tablet is connected with the same internet, right?
Yes. I can see my emails on it.
Yeah. If you will turn it on, what will happen? The hacker will get a loophole from there and they will break down all the security which we have updated. Okay?
Okay. I
will check all the security is started working. Then after that, you can turn it on, not before that. Okay?
Yes, okay. And what about my phone? That's okay. I'll just turn that off normally, or not.
Leave your mobile on, okay, and leave your landline on, okay?
If you
will get any call from your family member or from your friend, okay, you can just have a normal chat, normal conversation, okay, but do not disclose anything about our investigation over the phone.
I won't mention the investigation at all.
Because might be the hacker will try to access your internet and your computer. They won't be able to do that because of the security. So what they will do, they will start pressing your phone call. And if you will talk about our security with anyone, they will get to know you got a security from us and they will try to break down the security.
No, I'll just keep that to myself.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your help.
It is my duty, madam. Could you please check your mobile phone? Have you got any missed calls from your bank?
Yeah, I'll just have a look.
That's a very good example of someone who has been substantially denied on for a long time. There have been countless reports about that shipping leak, which is the police database.
No, there doesn't seem to be any calls at all from the bank.
Any number from, it starts with 02?
No. Hang on, I'll just check. No. Telstra, Central, Tony, No, there's no missed calls. No missed calls from family or friends or bank or
Okay, now listen, ma'am, the payment which you have made of 19,000, it is not still credited, okay? So, if you will get any call from the bank, simply authorize the payment, okay? Tell them you made this payment by going to your branch, you made it, and you made it to your friend, and she is your friend, and she is, this is for the house renovation, okay?
Yes, okay.
While talking with them, do not disclose anything about our investigation. Keep it secret,
okay? I certainly won't. You've got no worries about that. I will certainly not.
Because I need to cash the bank employee as well. That's the reason I'm telling you, okay?
Yes, I know. Yes,
and
I do know.
By the way, at what time you go to your bed?
To bed?
Yes.
Usually about 10:30 or somewhere like that. It depends if I'm watching a movie and it might finish at 11.
All right, okay. Now listen, just for 5 minutes tonight, 9 o'clock, I'm going to give you a call back, just for 5 minutes.
On my landline or mobile.
Ma'am, you need to keep your mobile on. If I won't get you, first of all, I will ring you in your landline. If I won't get you in your landline, then I will call you in your mobile, okay? Don't switch off your mobile as well. Don't switch it off, okay?
Now, I don't switch it off until I go off to bed. But my landline, can I just switch that off or leave it on?
No, I'm going to hang up now. You can enjoy your night, okay? Enjoy your dinner. And I will
get
in touch with you just for 5 minutes, okay? In your landline.
Yes.
I will call.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll hang up my landline then.
Yes, ma'am, you can. Because the security got completed from my side. You don't have to stay on the line anymore, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, but the thing is that whatever I said, you, okay, you need to follow our instructions. This is for your safety, okay?
Yes, okay. Thank you.
I will call you just for 5 minutes at 9 o'clock tonight, okay?
All right, thank you very much. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.